Début du dialogue 13.
It's impossible to keep informed about everything that's happening today. Even so, you do feel a bit guilty about not finding the time. Apparently, there's something you in Britain are finding irresistible. It's an inquiry into the British press.
Oh yes, the Leveson inquiry. Leveson is the name of the judge presiding the inquiry. His full title is Lord Chief Justice Leveson. The hearings are all public, and when they're in progress, you can watch them live on the inquiry's website, if you have time, of course.
What exactly is the Leveson inquiry investigating?
It's an inquiry into the ethics, standards and behaviour of the press. They're probing the relationship between newspapers and the public, then looking at relations with the police and finally with politicians. It's lasting nearly a year. The hearing started in November and the report's expected this coming autumn.
I heard that some people's cell phones had been hacked. A schoolgirl went missing and her phone was hacked by an investigator employed by a newspaper. And the phones of celebrities like Hugh Grant were hacked. But are the police and politicians involved too?
Oh yes. There are questions about inappropriate relations between the police and journalists at newspapers like the News of the World. When David Cameron became Prime Minister, he appointed a former News of the World editor, Andy Coulson, as his communications director. In fact, just a few hours after David Cameron had moved into number 10 Downing Street, Mr. Murdoch was invited there for a cup of tea, though he was asked to come in through the back door so he couldn't be photographed entering the building. Of course, Murdoch's newspapers backed Mr. Cameron in the 2010 election.
Murdoch's the owner of the News of the World, isn't he?
Yes, he's got a big press empire in the UK that includes The Times, The Sunday Times and The Sun. But last July, Murdoch decided that the News of the World was too involved in the cell phone hacking scandals, so he closed it down and replaced it by a new Sunday newspaper, The Sun on Sunday.
I suppose some newspapers are so desperate that they'll go to any lengths to get scoops they can publish to attract readers.
Yes, for some papers it's a question of survival. For others, a question of wielding influence and making money. The internet competes with newspapers for both readers and advertisers, so the very existence of some titles is threatened. The tabloids have become more and more eager to publish scoops, but that's not so new. 20 years ago, there was a big scandal about the press intercepting phone calls. It attracted a lot of attention, because one of the intercepted calls was between Prince Charles and Camilla Parker Bowles, his future wife.
What happened then?
They introduced a tougher system of self-regulation by the press itself, and the Press Complaints Commission was set up to do this. The members of the Press Complaints Commission were a mixture of editors of the press and people who supposedly had nothing to do with the press. But these recent scandals proved it's totally ineffective, so it's been abolished.
You know, we've got a system in Ireland that's quite admired. It's a system of independent regulation, not self-regulation by the press. There's a press ombudsman recognised by Parliament who works alongside Parliament's Press Council. The ombudsman can make recommendations for settlements when there are complaints about defamation or breaches of privacy. And Parliament's Press Council has no serving editors on it.
That might be the solution for Britain too. A free country absolutely needs to have an independent press. So nobody thinks the idea of a government regulator is a good one. Some people have suggested something like the professional bodies of doctors and lawyers, which can strike off misbehaving members. But the idea of licensing journalists seems hostile to traditions of free speech.
And surely any new system can't just deal with paper products. So much information reaches the public through social networks and blogs that we've got to take those into account too.
The problem, though, is that the internet resists regulation even more strongly than the press.
Fin du dialogue 13.